Afterward to section 26. At the midpoint of this poem, this almanac of the self, with the acknowledgement of the limits of writing and talking behind him and the future yet to be determined, Whitman resolves to do nothing but listen. And what he hears in the white space between the first and second stanzas are sounds that will contribute to the rest of his song, beginning with a raucous expression of joy, the bravuras of birds, bustle of growing wheat, gossip of flames, clack of sticks, cooking my meals. Then comes a litany of human voices, every one of which he loves, even that of the judge pronouncing a death sentence, especially the judge, the most vivid figure in this section. For when we stop to catch our breath, when we really listen to the pulsing in our veins, we may hear some version of his voice reading the verdict delivered to each of us at birth. What better way to bear our common sentence, however much time may remain, than to listen to its music, which is time transfigured? This the poet does in his evocation of opera, how the cornet pangs through his belly and breast, and the tenor fills him, and the soprano works with the orchestra to wrench unknown ardors from his soul. The American poet W.D. Snodgrass made a tantalizing suggestion about the origin of Whitman's poetics, to wit, that in the conjunction of the different rhythms of opera and belly dancing, performances of which he attended as often as possible during his sojourn in New Orleans, he learned how to transcribe the music of creation and feel the puzzle of puzzles and that we call being. Now we will hear it in its entirety.